Angelina Jolie's lawyers wanted to subpoena Brad Pitt at the SAG Awards. Wendy Williams' ex-husband claims that her producers essentially threatened the host into getting sober. And Zoe Deutsch hitchhiked to Aspen for a glamorous event. All that and more coming up next on We Hear Quick Fix.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hi, you're listening to We Hear Quick Fix. I'm Ian Moore.
And I'm Francesca Bacardi.
First up, Angelina Jolie's lawyers tried to subpoena Brad Pitt on the SAG Awards red carpet. This sounds like what happened to Olivia Wilde, courtesy of Jason Sudeikis, but I guess it wasn't meant to be.
I know. What's going on here, Ian, with all of these public serving of documents? Whatever happened to privacy?
Well, I think it's just hard to track down some of these celebrities. For example, Page Six reported that lawyers for Angelina Jolie were so desperate to serve Brad Pitt with a subpoena as part of their bitter tangle of lawsuits over the ex's French winery that they even stationed process servers at the glitziest events in Hollywood in hopes of catching him off guard.
Now, they've been feuding over the winery for some time. It seems to be a close passion project for Brad, who is insistent on keeping it, and yet Angelina has been trying to sell off her shares.
We're told that Jolie's team even sent a guy to confront Pitt with the court documents at the 2022 SAG Awards, and insiders even said they would have tried again at the Oscars, but luckily for Pitt, his lawyers called off the chase before Hollywood's biggest night rolled around. Now, reps for the stars did not get back to us. Up next, Wendy Williams' ex-husband claims her producers refused to help with her addiction. Francesca, what happened?
So Kevin Hunter, who admittedly does not have many fans following him because, you know, of him cheating on Wendy, welcoming another child outside of his marriage to Wendy. But he is speaking up now about the treatment of Wendy from her production company, Debmar Mercury. In an interview with me, with Page Six, obviously, he told me exclusively that, quote, Debmar would not support Wendy's recovery efforts with the family. They would not sign off on anything that would have helped her recovery efforts. And he further claimed that Williams's family attended an intervention of sorts, or rather an official meeting with the production company, to try and get Debmar to sign off on a rehab facility, therapists that she allegedly needed to help her overcome her substance abuse issues, which she herself has documented publicly. But he claims that they wouldn't do it. He said, they sat in a meeting with her whole family, including her now deceased mom, and would not sign off on the recovery efforts that would have helped Wendy also get well and live and be sober. They basically said, if you don't stop drinking, you're going to lose the show. Now, I reached out to Debmar numerous times and they would not respond for comment. I also reached out to Wendy, who declined to comment on the story, but we're told this meeting or intervention or what have you took place about a month and a half before Hunter went on to welcome a child with his then mistress, Sharina Hudson. So we're talking about, you know, February 2019, and Wendy went on to file for divorce from her now ex-husband in April 2019 over those reasons.
And now it's time for the joy of six, our most satisfying Page Six story of the week. Zoe Deutsch got stranded at an airport and hitched a 150-mile ride to get to a chic event. Now, if you're not familiar with Zoe Deutsch, she's an actress whose parents are Back to the Future star Leah Thompson and Pretty in Pink director Howard Deutsch. Basically, Zoe was headed to Aspen for an event that was thrown by Saks. But due to a travel snafu, she was coming in from Italy and she got stranded at the Denver airport. So rather than call an Uber, she actually just hopped into a car with a random stranger going her way. A source told us that Zoe hitched a ride with an Hermes-toting stranger to make it in time.
So it wasn't just any stranger in a pickup truck. It looked like she sought out the most luxe person there. Can't say I blame her.
Well, here's where the plot thickens, Francesca, because another source close to the actress told us that the Good Samaritan might not have been all that fancy. They told us, not sure about that descriptor, meaning the Hermes bag, but it was a stranger.
But did she make it to the event on time?
Now, not only did she make it to the event on time, there are pictures of her looking very chic on the red carpet. We're also told that guests at this luxurious weekend in Aspen were given the options to hike, bike, or horseback ride. Apparently, most of them spent their time relaxing at the spa, and we have to assume that Zoe was one of them after her harrowing ordeal. And that's it for your We Hear Quick Fix.
For more juicy stories like these, check out PageSix.com.
See you next week.